Collingwood. There is a special spot in the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena where Collingwood legend Don "Doc" Paul would stand for every Collingwood Blues game. The spot now sits empty. Paul died on December 6th in his home surrounded by family members. He was 91. He was so proud of his hometown roots, and was really proud to be an adopted Collingwood native, said Doug Paul, Don's son, in an interview. He was someone who contributed significantly to the fabric of our community. Doug said Don was a fantastic dad. He loved my mom, brother, sister and I, our spouses, children and grandchildren. He was a family person, said Doug. He was the best. He loved giving everyone the gears, but in a kind way with love in his heart. We're going to miss him like crazy, he added. Growing up in South Porcupine, Paul came to Collingwood in 1960 with his wife Joan after graduating medical school to work as a general practitioner. After completing a residency in radiology, he returned and worked as a radiologist at Collingwood General and Marine Hospital up until his retirement in 2002. He first attended the Collingwood Ice Rink back in the 1960s as a way to make new friends and get involved in his community, volunteering as the team doctor for the Collingwood Shipbuilders. He was a founding member of the Blue Mountain Golf and Country Club. Over the years, Paul was heavily involved in the Rotary Club as a 5-time Paul Harris Fellow, and was one of many local trailblazers who put in time to help get the Collingwood Sports Hall of Fame open in the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena 40 years ago. He was a Collingwood icon, said Mark Rich, chair of the Collingwood Sports Hall of Fame. He was a smart man, and an everyday man. Over the years, he's been an incredible resource because of his connections across the fabric of Collingwood. That came from being a doctor, a father, an athlete, a Rotarian. He was interwoven. Rich said he would regularly call Paul to ask questions about the town's history. He was an invaluable resource in understanding where we've been, where we are and where we're going, said Rich. He was my library. It leaves a void, not only in the sports world, but in Collingwood. I'm going to miss him. Paul received the Order of Collingwood in 1991 and the Companion to the Order of Collingwood in 2004. He was recognized through induction to the Collingwood Sports Hall of Fame in 1992 in the Builders category for his contributions to hockey and other sports locally. Up until he fell ill in mid-November, Paul was still a regular fixture at the Eddie Bush, attending every Collingwood Blues game. Collingwood's deputy mayor Tim Fryer had known Paul most of his life, as Fryer's father and Paul were friends. My wife Lori and I were very sad to learn of the passing of the larger-than-life patriarch of the Paul family. Collingwood, too, has lost a patriarch, said Fryer in a written statement. For more than 4 decades, it's been with pleasure and honor that Doc has been a friend, teammate, colleague and advisor. Not being able to see him and converse, maybe, probably argue a bit, leaves a void that will never be replaced, said Fryer. Former Collingwood Mayor Terry Geddes met Paul when Geddes was in grade 10 at Collingwood Collegiate Institute playing football. At that time, Paul was the team's doctor. Geddes said he regularly asked for Paul's advice when he served as Collingwood's mayor from 1997 to 2006, and at other times throughout his life. He didn't expect you to follow it if you didn't want to, said Geddes. Most importantly, I will remember him for his love and loyalty. He was a guiding light for me in everything I did. Geddes said he still had coffee with Paul every 2 weeks until the day he died. He was stubborn as hell, said Geddes with a laugh. He loved Collingwood and Collingwood loved him back. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation or Hospice Georgian Triangle would be appreciated by Paul's family. Friends are invited to join the family on January 4, 2025 at the Collingwood Legion from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. to remember Paul's life.